两节的圣经266页。
Galatians chapter 5.
16节到18节。
Verses 16 through 18.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。底下讲到情欲的事都是显而易见的等等等。
And it talks about the works of the flesh are evident.
24节是我们今天背诵的经文。
And verse 24 is the verse that we want to memorize today.
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。再念一次啊。
Again?
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
那第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
到第八节。
8,
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的是什么，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。第八节这里的情欲，英文也是 flesh， 希腊文也是 sex。
And verse 8 again talk about the flesh in the same language in English and Greek.
凡是顺着肉体撒种的，要从肉体受败坏。
And it says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
大家这里提醒我们。
And he reminds us here.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked for whatever man sows that he will also reap.
我们请翻到前面罗马书第八章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请读第三节到第九节。
Let's read through verses 3 to 9.
这些圣经都很重要，我希望弟兄姊妹回家能够多读几遍。
And these are important passages for us to understand the cross. I ask you to read them through again when you get home.
第三节到第九节。
3 to 9.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子。成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。好，我们请读十二节跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
十二节十三节我们一起来。弟兄们，这样看来我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死，若靠着圣灵制止身体的恶行，必要活着。好，我们圣经读到这。我想我稍微总结一下我们刚才不管所讲的或是所读的圣经。
And I'd like to make a wrap up of what I just talked about, or the Bible verses we read.
大家在程序单上第一个大项底下我列了七个小项。
And in the program, and we are only looking at the first major item point.
在这里讲到我们对肉体该有的七个基本的认识。
And underneath it, there are seven sub-points, and they are the fundamental understanding of the flesh.
第一件事情讲到凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法称义。
And the first point talks about by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
讲到我们凭着我们救人是不可能在神的面前 达到律法的要求。
That is to say, our old man can never fulfill the requirements of the law before God.
那这里一句话讲过去很容易啊。
And it is simple to make such statements.
但是我们最近刚读的马可福音，主耶稣对那个少年官，你还缺少一件。
But then, from the Gospel of Mark that we're studying these days, that the Lord has spoken to the rich young ruler, one thing you lack.
我们主这么智慧的把这么一个完美的人，他身上带到光中。
And the Lord's wisdom has brought this such person before the Lord in the light.
有钱有权，道德又好，又爱神，那么渴慕追求真理。
And this rich young ruler was a good person, and he has wealth, and he has a good behavior, and pursuing the Lord as well.
什么都好，但是神显明你仍然缺少一件。
And everything he did was good, but then the Lord revealed to him that one thing he lacked.
没有一个人在神的面前没有这么一件事情。
And there's no one person who has not one thing that is lacking.
第二件事情在这里说到，我知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
The second point says that for I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能像保罗一样，也有同样的 statement?
And can we make the same statement as Paul here?
我想后半段我们都可以啊。
And perhaps we can make the latter part.Statement.
立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。我们通通都可以讲这句话。
And perhaps we can all say, for the will is present in me, but the doing of good is not.
但是前面保罗说，我知道，在我里面，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
But Paul clearly stated first that for I know that nothing good dwells in me.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我们就常常讲不出来。
And brothers and sisters, so often we cannot make this statement ourselves.
因为我们常常会欣赏自己。
And because so often we enjoy ourselves.
哎呀，你看别人带诗多不好，我带的多好。
Oh, look at him. He cannot lead songs, but I can do it better.
你看看他们服侍那么不认真，我都还禁食祷告。
And look at all those people. They don't serve diligently, but I fasted.
你看他们一讲话人家就不想听，我一讲话大家都笑，都这么专心。
Look at him, and when he speaks, no one wants to listen, but when I speak, everyone pay attention and smile.
你看看他们光去买世界上的享受，我的钱都拿来奉献给神家。
And look at those people, they spend their money on the worldly things, but I give them to the Lord.
你看那些人都假冒为善，我最真实了。
Look at those hypocrites, but I am true.
弟兄姊妹，我们 always 会欣赏我这个人。
And it is.Our custom to enjoy ourselves.
那很多人骄傲不是因为他有本钱骄傲，而是因为过度自卑造成的骄傲。
And so many people, it's not to say that they are proud because they have some basis, but because they pity themselves too much.
所以有本钱骄傲跟没本钱骄傲的人都会一起骄傲的。
And those who have capitals or not to be proud are all also proud.
就跟有一次有一个姊妹讲说，她的女儿漂亮的女儿也爱漂亮。不漂亮的女儿也爱漂亮。
And just like a lady has said that, and the beautiful daughters love to be beautiful, and the ugly daughter also love to be beautiful.
漂亮的女儿一天到晚打扮，不漂亮的女儿也天天打扮。
And the pretty girls like to make up, and then the not pretty girl also like to make up.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会欣赏自己的。
And we also enjoy ourselves.
保罗说，我知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善。
But Paul simply points out that for I know that nothing good dwells in me.
一个真认识主的人，
the person who truly knows God,
他们怕肉体就如同怕大麻风一样。
And they're afraid of their own flesh, it's just like they're afraid of leprosy.
我承认我没有这个属灵的境界。
And I confess that I'm not there yet.
但是当我看见弟兄们写这样的话的时候，我佩服他们。
But when I see this kind of writings and testimonies, I truly respect them.
他们真认识的在我肉体之中没有良善。
And because they truly know there is nothing good dwells in me.
一切自以为好的，人夸奖我们，人以为好的，只要是从肉体出来，在神的眼中都是受咒诅，要被审判。
And every good thing that is considered by man, as long as it comes from the old man, cannot stand before God and will be cursed.
第三件事情，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，体贴肉体的就是死。
And the third item talks about for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, for their mind set on the flesh is death.
那体贴肉体的事，英文呢？刚才弟兄讲的啊 ，set their mind 就是说他思念，他常常想的就是这些事。
And what is to according to the flesh? That means they are setting their minds on the things.
你要知道你是不是属肉体的人，一个很简单的事情。
And it's easy to find out if you belong to the flesh.
看看你一天到晚在想什么事情。
And just ask yourself, what are you thinking about whole day long?
你整天想的都是我的需要、我的看法、我的兴趣、我的计划。
And if you only think about and how your opinion and what you think and what is your plan?
弟兄姊妹，这说到这一切的源头都还是从我们自己里面出来。
And that speaks of all the source of your mind is still yourself.
体贴肉体的就是死。
And who we set the minds on the things of the flesh is death.
十几年前，我们教会有个姊妹，她有一天放假回家去。
And some time ago, and when a sister have some days off and go back home.
她在教会非常有追求。
And she was diligent serving the Lord in church.
回到家里面一松一舒服。
But when she get home and she loosen up.
啊，看见家里面租了一套那个录影带，大概八卷吧，一个连续剧的录影带。
And she found out there's a series of video cassette tapes. On something.
他平常在这里的时候，平常很少看电视。
And she seldom find time to watch TV by herself.
因为回到家度假，想说，哎呀，回家 relax 一下。
But because she was in a holiday, so she said, "Let me relax and enjoy this."
他说我看一点点就好。
And she set her mind saying, "Okay, I only watch a little."
他说他从那天礼拜六下午一直看到礼拜天清晨。
And she was starting to watch from Saturday afternoon until early morning Sunday.
然后礼拜天爬不起来去聚会。
And then Sunday morning she could not get up to go to meetings.
啊，全人就觉得吃的比吃死苍蝇还惨，全人不舒服。
And then she does not feel comfortable at all.
啊，体贴了一下以后，带进来一些这么深的虚空和死亡的感觉。
And when she walked according to the flesh for time, then she felt vanity and death.
然后夫妻吵架，我们就想说最后一句话一定要我说才行。
And when husband and wife argue, oftentimes the person thinks, I must make the last statement.
主说不要再说了。
But then the Lord says, stop.
顺服，安静下来。
Just obey and be quiet.
我们就硬要再加上那一句话。
But then we want to say a little more.
讲完以后就是随从肉体，很舒服好像。
And when you do according to the flesh, and you'll be more comfortable.
底下的结果你自己知道的。
But then the result you know.
第四件事情，刚才我们读过，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
And the fourth point says that God is not mocked, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
对，我们顺着肉体撒种的，要从肉体或者从情欲受败坏。
And then we will reap flesh corruption.
那第五件事情我们也读过了，情欲的事情都是显而易见的啊，就如奸淫、污秽等等等。
And the fifth point is also we read that the things of the flesh are evident.
保罗说我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And Paul says I told you before and I say again that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我想我们坐在这里的我们都希望将来我们能够欢欢喜喜丰丰富富的进神的国，对不对？
And I believe everyone here sitting here wants to enjoy and enter into the kingdom of God with abundance.
保罗这么清楚告诉我们我从前讲了我现在还要讲。
But Paul clearly state that I spoke to you before and I now state it again.
行这样事的人必不能进神的国。
And those who practice such things will not enter the kingdom of God.
对我们也是一个何等深的提醒。
And it is a great reminder for all of us.
第六件事情讲到属肉体的人不能够得神的喜欢。
And the sixth point talks about those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
如果我们不读这节圣经，我们只问说，我们都愿不愿意讨神喜悦啊？我相信每一个人都愿意。
But if we do not read this verse and just ask everyone, are we willing to please the Lord? And I think everyone says yes.
就跟一个妈妈跟她孩子说，你们都爱不爱妈妈呀？他们每个都说我爱，我最爱。
And just like a mother asks the children, do you love mama? And then they say, yeah, we do, every one of us.
等到妈妈要叫我们去做事，叫我们出去帮忙寄封信啊，这个爱就受到考验了。
But then when the mother puts some requirements on you, do something for her, and then everyone will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹要讲爱嘴唇要有心愿都很容易的事情。
And it's easier for us to talk about love and or even have an intent for love.
但是神在这里说到属肉体的人他不可能得神的喜欢。
But then the words of God says that those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
不仅仅这个样子，第七件事情说到体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
Not only so, Adam 7 talks about that the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God.
因为他不服神的律法。他也没有办法，他不能服。
And for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
加拉太书五章十七节也说到，圣灵是跟情欲或者跟肉体是相争的。
In Galatians 5:17 says that the spirit strives with the flesh.
情欲与圣灵相争，这两个彼此相敌。
And the flesh is against the spirit; these two are contrary to one another.
所以肉体不仅仅与神为仇。
So the flesh not only has enmity against God.
而且在每一天里面，它都不断地跟圣灵在我们里面相争。
But it also strives with the spirit in us daily.
神跟撒旦那个争。真的焦点在人的身上。
And the true battlefield between God and Satan is on man.
撒旦的根据是借着人的肉体在这里要得着人。
And Satan's weapon is through the flesh, he wants to conquer the person.
而神是借着圣灵在这里要来得着我们。
And but then God wants to use his Holy Spirit to obtain us.
所以这两个彼此相争，彼此为敌。
And so therefore the spirit and the flesh is contrary to one another.
所以如果弟兄姊妹你说你不觉得有所谓的属灵征战的话，
So brothers and sisters, if you do not feel that there is spiritual warfare,
我们已经被打败了。
Then you are already defeated.
其实从你睡醒之前，其实我们每一天都活在这个征战里面。
And actually every one of us lives in this spiritual battle.
所以我们想今天要讲为什么讲胜过肉体以前我要花这么大的篇幅让我们认识肉体。
And so therefore, before we can talk about triumph over the flesh, we must give the clear understanding of what the flesh is.
因为我们太容易活在肉体里面。
And because it's so easy for us to live in the flesh.
所以我只是临时想起来我不太会背那个 正确的歌词。他说我动也错我静也错。
So there was a hymn that said, I feel wrong when I move and I feel wrong when I stop.
碰到一件事情我不说吗我里面又不安。
And then if there's something I don't say, then I have no peace.
当我一说的时候我又说过头了。
But when I say it, then I overstate it.
他说都是肉体。
And then he concludes,All is flesh.
我们弟兄真是认识他自己。
And this brother truly knows himself.
有人讲说 ，OK， 那我动了，我做事，我讲话常常犯错，那我不动就是了吗
？And some people say, oh, because what I do is so often wrong, then I just don't do all these things.
弟兄姊妹，你动也是肉体，不动也是肉体。
But then our brother realized that if you move your flesh, if you stop your flesh.
你觉得你的祷告是写讲稿编出来的，是属肉体不好？
And if you feel that if you just make up a prayer before the Lord, it is not good.
那你不肯祷告
It's of the flesh.
也是一样属肉体。
But if you are not willing to pray out, then it's still the flesh.
你今天带聚会带得很好，别人夸奖你，你觉得哎呀，这个骄傲不好，是一个肉体。
And if you have a good session of leading a meeting, and then you say, oh, this is flesh. If I feel proud when people praise me.
你觉得讲不好而自卑，我再也不要讲了，这也是肉体。
And if you have preached a bad sermon and then you say, oh, I won't want to speak anymore, and that is also the flesh.
就算我们又不骄傲又不自卑。
But then even when we have no pride or no self-pity,
我们却不是靠着圣灵而是凭着自己在这里讲一样是肉体。
But then if it's not by the spirit but by yourself and it is still the flesh.
我今天就讲我们都是肉体。
And the conclusion is that all is flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹我们为什么常常把别人身上丑陋的一面碰出来因为肉体碰肉体就是出来肉体。
And so because so often when we have conflict one with another and the flesh strikes flesh and more flesh comes forth.
你把一个磁铁往沙里面这样转一圈拉起来吸出来的都是铁沙对不对
And if you put the magnet into the ironThen what it brings forth is iron sand.
没有铁的东西根本就不会上来。
And if there's no iron in it, then it won't be attracted by the magnet.
所以当我们在这里说别人肉体的时候，我们也要小心啊。
And so therefore, when we say, "Oh, that is flesh," we must be careful ourselves.
因为我们自己出来的根本就是一样是肉体。
And because what comes forth me is also the flesh.
所以我想我们要认识肉体的本质。
And so let us come to understand the nature of this flesh.
要认识肉体在神面前的无能为力。
And to know how fragile and vulnerable of this flesh before God.
我们也要认识肉体在勇士里面那个可怕的结局。
And we must also know the eternal damnation of the flesh in before God.
那我们今生就要比较小心一点。
And so therefore we will live through this life more carefully.
我最后花几分钟讲一下神在我们身上的拯救。
And I'd like to spend a few minutes talk about how God saved us.
神借着给我们的救恩和一些奇妙的救法要把我们从这里面释放出来。
And the Lord wants to set us free by His precious salvation and some wonderful methods of saving us.
神的做法是借着客观在真理上给我们一些启示。
And the workings of the Lord is to give us a revelation objectively.
这是罗马书第六章告诉我们的。
And that is what Romans chapter 6 gives us.
那另外一方面呢，神也在主观上让我们在圣灵里面有一些的经历。
But on the other hand, the Lord also wants us to subjectively experience this in the Holy Spirit.
所以是客观真理的启示跟主观圣灵里的经历两面并重，神来救我们。
And so therefore the Lord is using these two arms, the revelation of the objective truth and the experience in the Holy Spirit.
光有真理和知识而没有经历的话，这变成理论派了。
And if those who only have truth and knowledge, and they become the people of theory.
你光一天到晚讲同定讲十架的道理，讲到最后你会觉得很累。
And if you only talk about the message of the cross yourself in words, then you find out it is very tiresome.
你如果没有经历配上去，你讲到最后你会觉得很烦，甚至你会到最后你会被打败了。
And if you do not have the experience yourself, then at the end, then you find out it is some troublesome words, and you'll be defeated.
然后我们里面就灰心了，觉得这些道理好是好，但是不 work。
Then you'll be disheartened. Perhaps you have the attitude say, "Oh, these words are good, but doesn't work for me."
那如果我们光有经历，但是却没有真理的根据和指点的话
，But if you only have those experience, but you do not have the direction from the words and the truth,
那我们的经历就会很凌乱，而且会很有限。
Then our experience will be chaotic and it's also limited.
而且一不小心，我们就可能会稍微走得过头了啊。
And if you're not careful about it, easily you will be led astray.
就像有的人当他重生得救的时候，他被圣灵光照，他大哭悔改。
And just like someone when they are enlightened by the Holy Spirit, then they will cry out bitterly and repent.
他那是一个很好的经历，得救的时候得救的这么清楚。
And that is a good born again experience because it was clear to him.
但是如果你把这个变成一个真理的教导，就跟别人讲，你要重生的话，你必须要哭过才行。
But then if you use this as the truth to tell other people, if you want to be born again, then you must first cry like that.
所以这是在中国大陆有一些弟兄姊妹他们叫做哭重生，就是你如果没有哭过，你没有重生得救。
So therefore in mainland China, there's a group of Christians, they emphasize that one must be crying out loud like that before they can be born again.
的确，重生我们必须经过悔改这一关。
Yes, it is true that to be born again, one must first repent.
但是却不见得在主观的经历上一定要大哭一场。
But that doesn't mean your subjective experience is that you must cry like that.
所以光有经历没有真理来平衡来指点，我们容易乱，容易错。
So if experience is not balanced by the truth, then we will be wrong sometimes.
所以这两面客观的真理、主观的经历要一起来。
So therefore, we know that the revelation of the objective truth and experience of the subjective truth and spirit must be balanced.
就像你自己觉得，在做十几岁的孩子，他们最在乎的就是他们身上的 muscle 啊，我是指男孩子啊。
And so for the boys, teenagers, that is, and they like to look at their own muscles.
我家的儿子也常常在镜子面前比来比去的。
My son and all like to look at the mirror to check out their own muscles.
不光他们，我在教会看到好几个小男孩子也都在那里比。
And not only them, I believe every boy like that.
这是所有的男孩子都有的一个感觉。
Yes, everyone gone through that stage.
那他说想好我要见肌肉，他就去看书去了哈。如果
And some wants to build up the muscle, they will flip through a book.
啊，要增加这边的肌肉，应该做什么运动
？And they study, oh, if I want to increase this muscle mass, I want to do certain exercise.
啊，要增加背部的肌肉，应该做什么样子的运动
？Or strengthen the back muscle, I want to use that exercise.
你读了这么多的书
，And if you have read through all the books,
但是从来不去做的话，你的肌肉不会增加一点点。
But if you never lift up a weight, then you will not improve anything of your muscle.
但是如果你天天去练呢，又没有一些姿势来保护你，来平衡你的话。
But if you just go out to lift weight without the knowledge or understanding of,
你很容易就受伤，或是不平衡的发展，对不对
？Then it's easy for you to injure yourself or to grow some abnormal condition.
那天天只练右手。
If you only train your right hand,
那夏天一到，这边胖得像个猪腿，这边像个鸡脖子一样。
And summer comes and everybody sees that you have a thickness of a pig's leg and a thickness of a chicken thigh here.
就不美了，对不对？
then it's not beautiful, isn't it?
神在我们身上的拯救又有客观真理的启示又有主观圣灵里的经历
So it's the way of the Lord saving us that we must emphasize and the balance of the objective truth and the subjective experience
所以我们很快地看一下这个表格我讲完这个就结束了
And so let us look at the chart and after this I will end
罗马书第六章重在真理的启示
Romans chapter 6 emphasized the revelation of the truth
我们放在程序单最后一页罗马书第八章重在我们圣灵里的经历
and Romans chapter 8 emphasized the subjective experience in the Holy Spirit
所以六章重在那个客观的死就叫地位上的死
and so chapter 6 talks about the objective death our positional death
那罗马书第八章要把我们带进主观的经历里面怎么样子来经历死
and Romans chapter 8 talks about subjective death our experience
所以六章在那里告诉我们跟主同死是一个事实已经发生了
And Romans 6 talks about that to be crucified with Christ is a fact, it's already happened.
第八章是要把我们带进到这个同死的经历里面去。
And chapter 8 is to lead us into the experience of union with his death.
就像我上礼拜结束的时候讲到日本人投降是一个已经发生的事实。
And just like what I talked about last week, that the Japanese surrender and it was a fact.
但是那个姊妹在她年轻的时候她还是害怕日本人。
But then the young lady also is still afraid of the Japanese even after they surrendered.
她一听到日本军人走过去，她就要躲起来。
And whenever she heard the Japanese came by, then she wanted to hide herself.
不断提醒自己，我们已经战胜了，她又勇敢地出来。
And she must remind herself before she became courageous that the Japanese already surrendered.
她在经历上面比事实慢了一点。
And her experience is comes a little after the understanding.
就像你今天如果你碰到生日你一个亲爱的家人从纽约或是从中国大陆台湾寄了一台电脑给你你很喜欢的电脑
And if you have a birthday gift from overseas that someone gives you a computer
你完全不知道他寄出来了
And you don't know it is already sent out
那个礼物给你已经是一个事实因为它已经其实已经 on the way
And the gift sent to you is a fact because it's on the way
但是你不知道
But then you don't know.
等到那天你收到它的时候
But on the day when you receive it,
你开始经历它，开始享受它。
And you begin to experience it and enjoy the computer.
所以第六章讲到基督所完成的死。
And so chapter 6 talks about the accomplished death of Christ.
我说过我们自己没被挂在那里。
And I said that we ourselves have never been crucified.
是基督为我们挂在那里。
It is Christ that was crucified.
在他的死里面我们可以来经历。
But in his death, we can experience the crucifixion.
六章讲基督所完成的死，而到了罗马书第八章，讲到圣灵要来执行这个死在我们身上。
So chapter 6 talks about the accomplished death of Christ, but 8 talks about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以八章是说到圣灵所执行的死。
And chapter 8 talks about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信你们回到家可能都会想到一个问题。
So I believe when you get home, you think of this problem.
虽然上礼拜你们都大家都听了同定。
And though you have heard about the cross of union last week,
我们都知道我们该死。
And we all know that we should die.
我们也知道我们已经跟主同死了。
And we all know that we already died with Christ.
但是事实上我们怎么样子能够真正死呢？
But how can we truly be dead with Christ?
你们有没有这个问题？
And do you have that question?
没有这个问题，我就想我上礼拜又讲失败了。
And then if you don't have that question, then perhaps I failed again last week.
因为我不过是给你们大家一个知识，觉得我们该死，已经死了。
And I only have passed on some knowledge because you feel that, oh, I should die, and perhaps I'll die.
却没有让我们变得真的想死，然后真的去死。
But then you do not have the desire to truly want to be dead in Christ, and
当你真要去活的时候你都不知道怎么去用这个东西
and if you want to live out the fact that you have died with Christ you don't know how
这是保罗写罗马书第八章
and that is why Paul wrote Romans chapter 8
不仅仅在第六章我们知道基督为我们死了
not only we know the fact that Christ died for us in Romans 6
第八章圣灵要把这个死坐在我们的身上
but we also know that chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit wants to do thisDeath in us.
所以罗马书八章十三节非常宝贝啊。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is very precious.
你们如果顺从肉体必要死，但是若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
It says therefore if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以你不用担心该怎么去活。
So do not worry about how to live out that fact.
那是圣灵来做的事情。
Because that is the doings of the Holy Spirit.
他知道怎么样子把这个死执行在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit knows how to work this death in us.
他知道让我们怎么样子能够活着，不再是我，乃是基督。
And so that we may live through the experience that no longer I, but Christ lives in us.
那这部分我下个礼拜会讲。
And I will speak about this next week.
今天没有时间。
Because time runs out.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹上个礼拜、这礼拜跟下礼拜这三篇信息要一起听。
And I ask everyone to review and often remind yourself about these three messages from last week to today and the next week.
所以圣灵在这里要帮助我们来执行这件事情。
And because the Holy Spirit wants to mortify our flesh.
就好比有一个大富翁，他留下了一大笔的产业。
And just like a wealthy man, he has left behind a great inheritance.
他说我未来的十代子孙，只要他愿意读书，所有的学费从这笔基金里面拨出来。
It says for 10 generations from now, then every child, if they want to study, they can draw the money from this foundation.
恩典预备了，应许是真实的。
And grace is prepared, the promise is true.
但是这件执行随着时间一直要做下去的。
But then the execution of this will has to pass through time.
所以他的后代子孙只要愿意读书的，就有这个法人或是有律师来执行这件事，把恩典做在他的身上。
So any descendant, if they want to claim that promise, then some lawyer will come to execute the fact on them.
他的子孙只要接受这个恩典就好了。
And the descendants only need to accept this grace.
这个执行者怎么做，那是他的事情。
And how the person will execute it,It is his business.
如果我们不肯读书
But if we do have no desire to study,
我们就跟这个恩典无分
Then this person is separate themselves from this grace.
我们如果不肯随从圣灵而行，随从他的教导，那这个救恩就跟我们好像我们不能够去经历他了。
And likewise, if we don't want to be according to the Spirit, then this grace is cannot come to us.
好，底下讲快一点啊，六章讲到救人的死，八章讲到肉体的死。
And Romans 6 talks about the flesh of the old man, Chapter 8 talks about the death of the flesh.
六章既然是讲事实，所以要借着看见和相信，就是开启的意思。
And Romans talk about death objectively, so therefore we must see it and to believe it.
八章重在经历，所以我们讲借着随从灵，还有在圣灵里的交通。
And Chapter 8 talks about experience, so we must emphasize the liberty and the according to the Spirit and the fellowship in the Spirit.
六章讲我们怎么样，我们脱离了旧人的辖制啊，包括罪啊、肉体等等。
Romans 6 talk about free from the bondage of sins, including the flesh.
八章讲到我们进到圣灵的释放。
And chapter 8 talks about the liberty of the spirit.
六章讲到我在基督里。
Chapter 6 talks about I in Christ.
就像我上个礼拜讲的，这个书签在我的圣经里面。他所有的经历跟遭遇都跟这个圣经是一样的。
And just like what I talked about, the bookmark that I had in my Bible, and whatever experience it had, it goes with the Bible.
当我的圣经掉了，他也书签也掉了。
And when I lost my Bible, the bookmark was lost as well.
当我找回来的时候，他也回来了。
When I found the Bible, the bookmark came also.
同样，我们在基督里，他死了，我们死了。
And likewise, when we are in Christ, when Christ died, we died.
他活了，我们也活了。
And when He lives, we live.
他升上天，我们也升上天啊。
And if you ascended, then we ascended.
但在第八章讲到基督在我里面。
And chapter 8 talks about Christ in me.
他成为我的生命。
He has become my life.
让我一举一动可以有新生的样式。
And so that my words and deeds will have the newness of life.
对，罗马书六章讲到主为我死。
And 6 talks about the Lord died for me.
第八章讲到主为我活。
And 8 talks about He lives for me.
六章讲到不再是我，因为我已经被钉死了。
And 6 talks about no longer I, because I was crucified.
第八章讲到乃是基督，现在活着的是基督在我里面活。
And 8 talks about it is Christ, now Christ truly lives in me indeed.
所以张弟兄曾经讲过一句话。
So Brother Stephen Kong has once said.
他说福音的两方面。
There are two aspects of the gospel.
对还没有信主的人来说
And to those who have not believed in the gospel,
基督已经替我们死，所以你不用死。
And Christ has died for me, so therefore we no longer need to die.
对我们信主的人来说
But to us who believe in Christ,
基督要替我们活，所以我们不用活。
And Christ wants to live for me, therefore we don't need to live for ourselves.
那不再是我，乃是基督。
Truly, no longer I, but Christ in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然肉体被显明、被对付是一件不舒服的事情。
It is always true that when our flesh is revealed and be dealt with, we don't feel comfortable.
那是就着我们的经历上来说的。
And that speaks of our experience.
但是如果我们有真理真正的看见的话，
But if we have the truth and we have seen it,
我们应该对肉体被对付的这件事情，要用一个积极快乐的态度来看它。
And therefore, we should have a right attitude that when our flesh is dealt with, we should be more positive and to receive it.
如果不是神爱我们，
If God does not love us,
他何必花功夫在我们这样子的人身上？
And why must he spend time on people like us to deal with us?
这么败坏没有用的一个人。
And so corrupted and useless.
神不仅仅只是把永生给我们，他居然肯花功夫在我的身上。
Not only God has given us eternal life, but He is sitting down to work on us.
要把我从肉体里面释放出来。
And so that I may be set free from the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great salvation.
让我们用一个积极的态度来看。
And let us have this positive attitude.
讲起来容易，很不容易哦。
And it's not easy to talk about.
你想想看，你回家跟那口子吵架，或者跟孩子闹不愉快的时候。
And think about it. If you go home.And then you have a fight with your people,
或者老板冤枉你了，
and or your boss has misunderstood you.
同时跟你玩 politics， 弟兄姊妹，你都会发现这些事情不舒服。
Or the politics in the office, they all cause you disturbance.
但是每一次肉体活的时候，
but whenever your flesh live up,
都在提醒我们，在我里面还有未得之地。
And it will remind you that there is still unobtained land in you.
神有更宽广的迦南产业要赐给我们。
And for Christ is a more vast land that He has prepared for you.
他有更丰盛的生命要给我们。
And more abundant life to give to you.
所以 instead of 我们在那里埋怨不舒服。
So instead of us complaining and not feel comfortable about it.
下次你家那口子给你不好看的眼色的时候。
And next time when your husband or wife is giving you a bad attitude.
你要说赞美神，我又有东西可以吃了。
And you should say, praise the Lord, for I am eating now.
我又有地可以得了。
And there is more land for me to obtain.
我又有生命祝福可以承受了。
And more blessings of life that I will receive.
弟兄姊妹，这需要看见。
That we must see.
我们求主让我们看见。
And we ask the Lord to enable us to see.
因着这个看见，我们人会变得非常积极。
And if we truly see this, then we will become very positive.
结束在一个小小的故事。
And I will end in a short story.
我是在 email 上看到，我忘了是谁送出来的。
And I forgot where I came saw this email.
讲过的，就讲到有一个人，他养了一条老牛。
牛。
Yeah.
A person who had an old cow.
有一天他不小心掉到他家里面的老井里面去。
And this old,
我忘了是老驴还是老牛。
Something old fall into a jar. Alive though.
掉到一口老井里面去。
And went into a old well.
这个农夫想说要把他救出来要花那么多钱那么多功夫。
And the farmer said, oh, if you want to lift it up, then it has to spend a lot of money and effort.
所以他也狠下心就雇了人扛了一车子的沙子来，要把这个老井填了，干脆把牛也埋了。
So he hardened his heart and said, "Okay, let me bury the well with the animal in it."
反正这个牛已经老了，没有什么用了。这个井从来没水的，反正也该填起来。
And since this animal is already old and this well has no water, so it must be filled up.
那只牛在里面就很难过。
And so the ox in it was so sad.
我忠心服侍你这么一辈子，现在要被你活埋了。
And I have served you all my days, and now you want to bury me alive.
然后这底下就开始那个一本机一本机的沙子打在他的背上。
And so sand upon sand is poured on his back.
他在那里非常的难过。
And he was so sad.
突然他一下子。
But then suddenly,
他有一个不同的想法。
And he had a different thought.
你要来表演了。好，我以为你知道答案呢，那我看天一直在那里伸脚。那个牛就是每一桶沙下来的时候，他就把脚举起来踩在沙的上面。
And as more sand is accumulated, and he just stepped on the sand.
每一次那个东西打到他的背上是不舒服，是让他不舒服。
And the rocks and pebbles fell on his back, it's causing him pain.
但是他现在是用一个积极的态度看这件事情。
But now he wants to live and wants to look at this positively.
所以每一袋沙下来，不仅仅不成为他的伤害，成为他的拯救。
So more things fell on his back is not no longer hurting him, but saving him.
每一次沙子下来，他就在站在沙子上面去。
And so more sand came down, he just stepped on it higher.
你就知道这个答案了。
And then you know the answer.
当那些沙子都下来以后,
and when all the well is filled up,
这个牛很生气地站出来。
And then the animal just stood up proudly.
It's me.
It's me now.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里肉体被显明、被对付的时候，真是不舒服。
So when our flesh is dealt with and revealed, it is not comfortable.
但是我们用一个积极、欢乐的态度来面对它。
But let us gladly receive it positively.
因为神每一次的拆毁是为了把他的生命给我们。
Because each time the Lord destruct is to in order to construct something.
他每一次释放我们，是叫我们不再随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
So each time when He set us free is so that we will no longer according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
下个礼拜我们继续讲同钉。
And next week we'll continue on the subject.
时间的关系啊，我想我们的信息停在这里。
And I think the message ends here.
好，我们一起低头，我们有个祷告。
And let us bow to pray.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢您。
Oh Lord, how our heart thank you.
主啊，你在创立世界以前，你就拣选了我们。
And because you have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
你在我们还死在罪恶过犯里的时候。
And while we were sinners, died in sins.
你就差遣你的儿子为我们流血赎罪。
And you sent your son to shed his blood to atone us.
当我们还不知道向你求什么的时候。
And before we know how to ask of you.
你儿子的圣洁生命已经住在我们里面。
The holy life of your Son is already dwelling in us.
这个生命要成为我们最大的拯救。
And this life shall be our greatest salvation.
让我们从一切罪恶和肉体里面被释放出来。
And so that we may be set free from all sins and flesh.
这个生命要成为我们最大的祝福。
And this life shall be our greatest blessing.
让我们能够活在享受在圣灵全备的祝福中。
So we may live and to enjoy the complete blessings of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们的时间，我们的话语都何等的有限。
Oh Lord, our time and words are so limited.
我们是在求你用你的真理来开启我们。
But we ask you to reveal to us your truth.
让我们真看见你伟大的心意。
And so that we may see your great purpose.
你在我们身上每一个人身上那个伟大的计划。
And for every one of us, the great purpose.
你也是要叫我们里面能够更多的来得着你。
And so that each of us may obtain more of you.
脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
And to be free from all the worldly lusts.
叫我们与你圣洁的性情有份。
And so that we may identify with your holy nature.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
借着每天圣灵把这个死坐在我们的身上。
And Lord, and use the Holy Spirit to work this death in us daily.
好让我们真知道什么叫做活着不再是我。乃是基督在我里面。
So that we may truly know the meaning of no longer I but Christ lives in me.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.